I don't know, because it's a made people.
A woman who's the same way, who was just indiscreet, kind of. Would you any special name for her?
No, the same old thing. You would call her a whole hop too. You know, she'd do anything.
And let's see. What about an unattractive boy or man? Just really very unattractive. Any name for George Turner you might hear from you?
No, if he was ugly, you just say he's ugly. That's an ugly dude sitting over there, you know.
What about a woman, any who's just unattractive like that? Any name for her?
No, you just call him ugly.
And what about a man who's very attractive, very handsome, ugly fellow? What would you any name for him? Say he's a
good-looking dude, more than likely.
What about for a woman who's...
Let me see, what would they call a good-looking woman? Did somebody anything? Nice, it's a fine chick, fine babe, you know.
You're something like Foxy or
that? Yeah. Did you see the fox that went by, you know, all that stuff, yeah.
What about a person who, all the time reading, just can't, you know, is all into people?
I don't know what they call me because I read a lot. And sometimes they call me antisocial, a whole bunch of things, but...
Ever hear called bookworm?
Yeah. They call you a bookworm, you know, don't you ever... nothing else more exciting to you than a book, but...
I read a lot, too.
Yeah.
What do you remember as a child, another child who was all the time trying to get the praise and stuff from the teacher and all the time...
A teacher's pet.
Yeah,
stayed in her face all the time.
You ever heard him, when he said what he's doing, you ever say that he was brown-nosing? You ever hear that term?
I've heard
him. Apple polish?
Yeah, now I've heard him call apple polisher, and some of the kids in school would let Big Mouth do it, because he's going to do it anyway, you know.
What do you, when you were coming up, say grades? The first school that you went to, you call that your...
First grade, yeah. Second grade.
Well, what would you call all those grades together? It was in what kind of school?
Elementary school.
Did they have... What grades did that go through here?
1 through 6.
What did you go to after elementary
school? Junior high school.
That was
6 through 8. The 9th grade. You stayed until you got to the 9th grade. Then you went to the high school.
Yeah, did that... What, 10?
10 to 12. Uh-huh.
And let's see, in a school where you go out and shoot basketball, the building where you play basketball. And
go in the gym, yeah.
And let's see, what about the place where you go to wash your hands in school?
You would wash, I know to wash your hands in the restroom, right, when you go, but see, and they had a big fountain, had one of those big old fountains in the hall, and you just stepped on it and wash your hands and then line up one in the cafeteria.
I've never seen that before.
Well, we have one in Park City now.
Oh.
Has a big fountain in it, and you kids just, one person stands on it, and everybody washes their hands, the water comes out. Everybody washes their hands, and then you come around and get your little paper towel.
Everybody else just has a restroom.
Yeah.
The kind of fence that you might have around the playground at school, any name for that, you know, where this wire kind of...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but no, it was just a fence, you know.
And next set of questions or slang terms or terms you might hear for different nationalities and ethnic groups. For example, for Orientals, have you ever heard any slang terms for someone of Oriental descent?
Let me see, there's Japs and